episode 2284, Commit to the Lord Whatever You Do.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy day. I hope you're ready to go back in time. It is Reflection, Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time for you to really get in touch with what God has in store for you today and throughout the rest of the week. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. I got to tell you that I've really have been in heavy, deep thought. And I know you're probably rolling your eyes going, yeah, Christiane, you're always in deep thought. I am. But this Bible verse really spoke to me and hit me hard. It comes from Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. All of a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. So here's a tough question. Are you getting in the way of the Lord? We can get so involved in our lives that we overlook God's direction. We leave Him in the dust from which we came. And then we wonder why we aren't where we think we should be. Commit to the Lord whatever you do. You know, people tend to serve themselves, their own ideas, and their own wants until they realize that God's plans are better and become willing to be established in His heavenly plans on earth. So as I've asked myself many times recently, are you getting in the way of the Lord? Or are you opening your mind, body, and spirit to embrace God as He establishes your plans? Commit to the Lord whatever you do. Now I want to take us into some definition, because that's where I began to study a little bit deeper. And I love words, and words have power. And it's what we speak over our life, right? Are you speaking life, or are you taking and subtracting life away? Commit is literally to send to or upon, to throw, put, or lay upon. In other words, to give in trust, to put into the hands of or power of another, to entrust. It's not about what you keep for yourself. It's all about giving up in order to receive. You first have to commit whatever you do, and then God will establish your plans. And that means He will make preparations, set in place, and provide, making ready your plan specific for you. He is the architect of your life's plans. He carries your heavenly blueprint. Yet if I'm honest, and you join me in that honesty, I do it backward. I want to know the plans so then I can commit, right? It's all about show me the blueprint, and then I will commit to it. You want the free advice, that free consultation, and want to see the plans before you put money in on the deal. But God says it works best the other way, hence why we are to commit to whatever we do, and He will establish our plans. So again, I ask, are you getting in the way of the Lord? I know I have. And it's hard to take a step back, but at the same time, it's so rewarding to the soul knowing that you have the blessing because you committed first. So when you go about your everyday and take aim, be sure to ask yourself, am I committing to God what I do today? Are my hands in preparation to give to God what I'm about to do so that He will then establish my plans? Because it's hard. We don't want to do it backwards, but we are. I mean, let's be real. We are doing it the opposite way. And that really gets in the way of God's blessings over our life. So are you committing to God what you do today? Ask yourself that every morning. I've got that written on a post-it. And I have it on my mirror. Am I committing to you, God, what I do today? Or simply saying, reminder, commit to God whatever you do. So if I'm going grocery shopping, I'm committing to God whatever I do. Don't let me overbuy. You know what it's like. You go in there and it's squirrel. Oh, wait, I need this. Oh, wait, that's on sale. Oh, wait, that's clearance. Oh, wait, I got to pick up this. And the next thing you know, your list is short. You've forgotten half of it already because you've already picked up 3/4 more of what wasn't on the list. Maybe if we would focus on God and give it to Him, our list wouldn't be so long. Our list would be more finalized. It'd be more polished. It would be more prepared. It would be heavenly perfect. Are you committing to God what you do today? Because when you do that, you begin to see the breadcrumbs from heaven here on earth. Your heart, mind, body, and spirit begin to experience God's presence, and that is His plan, which came from His promise. Commit to the Lord whatever you do every day, and He will establish your plans. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.